This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
All right, joining us again live from Austin, Texas, Fox News correspondent at large, Geraldo Rivera. Now, he is with the chief of the Austin Police Department, Brian Manley. Please send my thanks and my very high regards to him, his department, and all the FBI guys and law enforcement, Geraldo, please.
The chief can hear you, Sean, but listen to what Governor Greg Abbott said, the governor of Texas said. In my time, 12 years as Attorney General of Texas and 3 years as governor, I have not seen a better job than what we have seen from this police chief and the Austin Police Force. Congratulations, Chief, on a job well done.
Thank you very much, Geraldo. I got to say, though, those are very high praise from our governor, but I was actually surrounded by a team of officers, men and women that I have spent my entire career with, but the federal agents that came and joined us from the ATF and the FBI and the Postal Service. We had a team that was absolutely committed to bringing this to an end and to restoring peace to Austin. And so this was a huge team effort.
Cut right to the headline, the stunning statement that you made during that big press conference, that you have a 25-minute videotape confession, I guess you'd say, from Condit, from the 23-year-old bomber.
So we did. We uncovered a recording that he made on his phone, and although it's a video recording, it's in darkness, so you really don't see anything. But during the recording, during the conversation, he talks about the actions that he took in Austin. He describes the 6 bombs that he constructed and the 7th bomb that he had on him that he ultimately detonated when he killed himself in his interaction with our SWAT team. And, just kind of talks about a little bit about his life. And, you know, anytime there's an incident like this, people want a motive. They want a reason. They want to know why. And there really is no reason. And we're trying to assign rationality to an irrational act. And, it was a chilling insight into this.
But, you know, it sounds to me like it's a woe is me, a narcissistic punk who kills 2 innocent people, wounds 5 others, terrorizes this community, and it's all about him. Give me a break.
Well, I think for us it was the evidentiary value of what was on the video. Whether it was meant to be self-serving in that way, we're never going to know, but it was very valuable to us from the standpoint that he described 6 bombs in enough detail to where we feel confident that he built all 6 bombs, because although there were similarities between all 6 of them, there were also some things that distinguished them that we never released. And by his own admission, it made it clear that he understood what those differences were and made us confident that he built those.
You know, Sean, one of the ironic things is he coordinated this massive effort, federal, state, and local, and he's only the interim, the acting chief. When are you going to get the job?
Well, you know, I've had the blessings of being with the Austin Police Department for 28 years. These are men and women that I consider my family, and I've enjoyed every single day. So, you know, if the decision is meant to be, then it'll be.
A job well done.
Thank you.
Well
Sean,
done. Back to you.
You know, what happens here is that when there's good news and things work well, everybody high fives. The people of Austin can take a breath. I mean, this was a, what they were dealing with, the people in Austin and packages. You know, people would get normal packages. They weren't expecting them. They were calling, you know, authorities to come in and check it out before they even, you know, brought it into their house. And you can't blame them. And the question still remains is how, you know, are there any other bombs that are unaccounted for? Fred Milanowski with the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives told reporters, says, we're not 100% convinced there's no other devices out there. Needless to say, we can thank God for the people of Austin and for people around the country who prayed, you know, that God would give our law enforcement wisdom, that we would catch a break. And it seems like this video went a long way in discerning and finding out who this perpetrator was. Again, as you heard yesterday, as he was being tracked down by SWAT, his car crashed and he detonated a bomb in the car, you know, killing himself. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues. Liz Peek is going to be here with us. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com and tweet us at BMartinezLive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome to the team. Good to have you with us as all hands on deck are required to get this country back on track. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, though it's International Goof-Off Day, you know, Liz Pink, who's never been one to goof. Have you ever goofed off in your whole life?
I'm sure wanted to, I'll tell you that.
This is what people like us, we want to goof off, even though March the 22nd every year, I was looking at this as International Goof Off Day, and then go, gosh, when have I ever...
Who comes up with these things? Who designates today as National Goof Off Day?
Yeah, there is a plethora of, special aspects of this day. So for people who are out there that have the freedom to go and goof off, God bless you. You know, let it be a fun day. But the rest of us are working to kind of hold things together. Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com, contributor to The Hill, spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. Liz, here we got the omnibus. I call it the omnibus bill that is before Congress here. 1.3, I don't know, maybe another 0.6 or something in trinkets for people to get reelected, it seems like.
Yes, $300 billion becomes a rounding error only when you're dealing with the federal government, right?
Yes, right, exactly.
1.3, 1.6, who cares?
Yeah, listen, my dad would always say, it's close enough for government work.
Exactly.
This is what it comes down to, right?
So. Well, look, I think, there's a lot that can be said about this. Probably the less said, the better. But, in effect, the Republicans were determined to have an increase in spending for the military, and kudos to them because it does seem as though our military is falling behind on a number of completely unconscionable levels. That is to say, if our planes can't fly because they don't have parts, come on. I mean, let's get the act together, right? And in order to get those hikes in defense, they had to put up with hikes from Democrats on social programs. And, you know, I think this was sort of bound to happen because we had several years where there were some restraints, not huge, but some on federal spending. And, you know, everybody was sort of itching to get their pet project funded in this latest round. The problem, of course, Bill, is this comes at a time when already we have 21 plus trillion in national debt. And
we did cross over that incredible number, that barrier, and we did
That's
it lickety-split, right? I mean,
yeah,
it's almost at a record pace.
And here's the real problem. As you well know, interest rates are starting to go up. Obama lived in an era when he could double the national debt and no one paid any attention because the amount of money being spent to service that debt never really went up much.
Exactly.
Because interest rates were so low. Now, if we get up to 3-4% interest rates in the next several years, then it's going to take a bite. And I think people are going to be shocked by how much of our national debt, I mean, budget, is going to start going to servicing the debt. It will become one of the biggest line items in the budget. And that is truly worrisome and will, again, I suspect, really sort of rouse people on the subject of government spending.
Exactly. Well, the blood is in the water, it would seem, Liz. I mean, they do this all the time. It's the old, that aged-old business principle that people will do that which they get rewarded for. So what's happening, though it frustrates those of us who want a disciplined budget and government, we see this routine all the time. I mean, there's not enough pain for them to keep them from doing this. They come down to the 11th hour, and my goodness, I mean, I hear the Jaws bass line in the background, you know, coming out of the beltway, because the blood is in the water, and they figure, okay, now we can really start adding our special interests. We can go, this very vulnerable, you know, the Republicans, though they're in power, but we can have at it, you know, and we're going to, you know, we're going to make a deal. It's going to be hard, but it's at the people's expense. And, you know, and before you know it, they're off to their respective corners, you know, working hard for reelection.
Yeah, that's, of course, exactly what they're doing. And so, look, the Republicans really are blameworthy here, as well as Democrats, because they all have constituents that basically have their hands out. And Republicans can kind of get on their high horse and say, well, we don't favor this program or that, but let's talk about the farm bill, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The
right.
Farm bill's a nightmare. Mm-hmm. There are so many subsidies and supports for various kinds of farming interests, starting with sugar, and let's talk about the fact that we're still supporting ethanol, for Pete's sake. It's
exactly
ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, there's blame everywhere. It's the way our government functions. And I thought actually one of the more interesting ideas that came out during the past year was that we should go back to pork items. Remember when they took earmarks out of they basically disallowed earmarks. Earmarks were apparently, some people say, you know, the most effective way to get legislation done, because you basically allowed people to buy into, or you rewarded people by allowing them to buy into legislation that needed a consensus. Now, everybody's all over the map because there is no direct way
right.
to get people on board. I, you know, that's kind of an interesting revelation, right? I think most of us would say, oh, my God, what a horrible thought. It's possible that that's true.
Yeah, exactly. And this, well, there has to be some validity to it, because, Liz, look, we're $21 trillion, and you had Donald Trump, you know, campaigning that he was going to, you know, cut back the budget. I mean, he did do a good job on regulations, you know, getting that happening, and some other promises that he's fulfilling. That's all good. But meanwhile, as you say, we're running away here with
here's an interesting idea, which, by the way, I don't want you to use, because I think I have to write a column about this. One interesting idea is maybe...
Okay, I'm not going to tell you you're on the air talking to everybody around the world, but that's okay, okay.
maybe Trump won't spend all the money. I mean, if they appropriate all this money for this agency and that agency, what if he tells his agency heads, which, by the way, he already has done, and we saw the effect of it in some places, like the State Department, which has cut budgets, and the EPA, what if they just don't spend all the money? It goes back to the Treasury, and in fact, this year... Because of the way the timing is going to work, we have a September 30 fiscal year. Basically, they may underspend the budget, and that is much to be hoped for.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, that never happens, because people rush out in the last 2 months of any cycle and just plaster the place with commitments so that they can actually spend the money. It's possible that Trump's cabinet won't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we're talking... Again, rounding errors probably, but it could in some be somewhat significant.
Well, to this point, you can add this to your column. My idea has been that you freeze government spending 45, 60 days out. You just freeze it.
Yeah.
And whatever.
Maybe the president does that.
Yeah, and whatever's in the net is in the net. That's it. And we just do that.
Yeah.
It would be a shocker. Could you hear the scream coming out of the beltway over that? Because all of a sudden you couldn't spend $10,000 on a box of number 2 Ticonderoga pencils in order to vacate your budget, right?
Well, that is the point. And, you know, Washington operates on a I'm successful because I have more of the budget to spend kind of mentality.
Mm-hmm.
They need to change that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it goes back to what we talked about early on, Liz, and that is people do that which they get rewarded for.
Yeah.
We're rewarding all the wrong behavior, and then we wonder why we're getting wrong results, right?
Exactly.
It's
a
pretty
very
goofy.
Good point.
And we come back, we're going to talk the Stepford Wives. Oh, Lord have mercy. You thought they were gone, huh? Hillary pulled back the curtain. There's plenty of them. I just don't know where they are either. So anyway, Liz will direct us. She's got all the 911 on that. Liz Peek with us right now at 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez live.
Like Market is fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Liz Peek is with us, columnist for FoxNews.com. You know, Liz, I like your idea, you know, in capturing the funds, because the Beltway's just not designed that way, and we've got to do something outside of the paradigm, the natural way that the Beltway does business. I mean, they're spending money. It's out of control, and there's no limits. I mean, they tried to do something with sequester, and we knew, you know, maybe to a certain degree, but it really didn't make a dent after all was said and done. Until we get serious, you know, in much the same way that Donald Trump has been serious about jobs. I mean, everybody on the inside that I speak with says the first question that he asks is, how are we doing with jobs?
Yeah.
So it's clear.
Committed to. Yeah. And I think it's interesting. I think foreign leaders get that. So when Mohammed bin Salman, the new leader of Saudi Arabia, comes to visit, what does he do? He talks about buying more military hardware from the United States. Why? Because he knows that Trump wants to develop more business relations around the globe. That can't be his singular focus, but it is certainly the most important focus. And by the way, it's working. I mean, we just had people forget in this slew of data points that are coming out, but we just had the biggest jobs month in a long time.
Exactly.
And everything on the employment front is going gangbusters. And I think it's interesting to talk about that a little bit, because the Fed chairman yesterday, Jay Powell, the new head of the Fed board, basically has not learned the art of obfuscation and talked the market down 200 points easily. But really what he was talking about is growth being tempered possibly in the out years by labor. And what's interesting is no one's paying much attention to the fact that labor participation actually did go up finally in the last month. Remember, it was not that long ago. And the only reason I'm segueing into this is because the only way we get out of this national debt and the revenues for the government begin to increase is if we grow. So it's important that people connect those dots. But, you know, one of the things that someone tweeted back to me was that if labor participation was where got back to where it was in 2007, we would have 6 million more workers. That's a really stunning
number. That's huge. That is huge.
Yeah, it's huge. And by the way, don't forget the population's growing over the, all the time. So 2 years out, that number's even bigger. Remember, it wasn't that long ago that you and I and other people, maybe 5 years ago, talked about the 95 million Americans on the sidelines, people who weren't working, people in the disability program, a disability program which we all know is massively corrupt and which is paying people who, oh, they have a sore back, you know. When that, I mean, people who are really in trouble physically obviously should not work. But we all know, and 60 Minutes did a great segment on this, that the system is out of control. Well, some of those millions are coming back into the workforce, and that is extremely good news. And by the way, that is thanks to Trump's policies.
Exactly. Well, they're excited, I mean, to get back to work, because the bottom line inherent in everyone's psychology, regardless of what stage of life they're in and what they're dealing with, is they want this sense of productivity.
Oh,
and
gosh,
that's what's so exciting right now. You talk about, you know, the buzz that's happening just on Main Street. People are excited to get back to work, to be providing for their family.
I like to think that that is a universal impulse, and I think it is.
You
know, there was a talk recently about a big lotto winner, someone who won hundreds of millions of dollars. And there was, I think, Warren Buffett or somebody came out and said, they're not going to be happy. Truth is, studies have shown people like that who happen upon great wealth are not happy because they know they haven't done anything to deserve it. And people who have more modest incomes but work hard and feel satisfied at the end of the day that they've turned in a good day's work, those people are much happier. That is just the human being, you know.
Right.
I don't know about you, but if I have a week where I've produced something that I think is pretty decent, I feel really uplifted. And
it's worthy of another glass of wine, I always say.
The Chardonnay celebration.
You're
right. Exactly. But it's the best feeling on earth.
Without a doubt. I think the other issue that you have with people that find themselves with a lot of money very quickly is you don't know what to do with it.
Well, that's right.
And you know, it's the Bible says a fool and his money is soon parted. There's a lot of wisdom in that line there. you just don't know how to operate. And, you know, before you know it, you're loaning money, you're giving money, you're making bad purchases, all this sort of thing. And that's what lies in the wake of the devastation of a lot of these lotto winners is they're just not trained up in how to handle that kind of money. Their psychology and everything that they've done operates on, you know, $50,000, maybe $100,000 a year. Now all of a sudden they get millions a year. It's like it's brain damaging for them.
Not to mention that anyone they've ever met is, you know, lined up outside their door with their hands.
Exactly.
Out, you know?
I didn't know I had an Aunt Susie. Where's
exactly.
Aunt Susie? Exactly.
Remember me in third grade? I've got a new invention I'd like you to fund. I mean, you know, it's a terrible thing. Obviously, the most rewarding thing most people can do with money is to give it away. And I think what's really cheering some of the time is when you do see these people who've come into a lottery ticket or something, and the first thing they want to do is buy their a house for their mom, you know, pay off their kid's sister's college debts or whatever. Those are really nice impulses, and probably that does make them happy. But anyway,
this is
a sideline. Sorry.
Exactly. Well, no, that's okay. I was greatly encouraged as a kid reading the story about Letourneau. You know, the industrialist who, he found a way to live on 15% of his income.
Huh.
I thought that was brilliant. I, you know, that is my goal. I want to be able to live on 15% of my
income. Well, that probably means you need 15 times more income.
Yeah, well actually.
Eight times more income or whatever.
Yeah, we may have to get some of the kids off the family payroll. Maybe that's right there. We might be there. Let's talk Hillary, the gift that keeps on giving here for Republicans. Oh, my goodness. What a mess. You know, this whole Stepford Wives deal. You wrote a column about this.
Well, look, I mean, blaming white women for her defeat, because white women vote the way their husbands tell them to, or their sons or their bosses. It really was a Stepford Wife comparison, which is what I wrote about. And it's demeaning, obviously, to tens of millions of white women who did indeed vote for someone other than Hillary. And by the way, here's why. They were concerned about jobs, about incomes. Those were the main things that drove voters in 2016, and it drove women as well. This makes me completely crazy that the left thinks that all women care about are so-called women's issues, abortion rights, and equal pay. That is not true. Women also care about whether they get a good job, whether their husbands have a good job.
Exactly.
Yes, sometimes they vote because they're concerned about their husband's welfare. What's wrong with that? It's a family unit, and the reason that the left can't understand that, and it's totally foreign to them, is family isn't a big issue for the left. I mean, that is something that is really detrimental to their cause and to the United States of America, because family is really what supports individuals, and it allows people to raise children and all those things that are really important in this world. The destruction of the family has caused so much unhappiness and misery in this country. I really would love to see a comeback from Democrats about the importance of family. But at this point, they will have none of it.
Well, they've bought into this concept that it takes a village. Forget about the family. And so that's what where all this comes from. And the thing that galls me at the end of the day, Liz, if I might say that, is that tell me where it's working. Is it working anywhere?
I agree with you. I agree with you. I mean, it isn't working, and we can see it from all kinds of matrix, but that doesn't stop them at all. What's always amazing to me, Bill, is that there are an awful lot of examples around the world of the implementation of policies that they want to implement here, and you can just cite country after country where really it doesn't work, and yet Bernie Sanders is never influenced by the calamity that besets France because of socialist policies, to the point where the IMF and other world bodies are telling France, you got to back off these worker provisions or you're never going to grow. How is it that Bernie Sanders is so ignorant he doesn't know that? It's a puzzle.
When you get so ideologically fixed, you become ideologically blind, don't you? Liz Peek, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Liz.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We're getting ready to join with Jeff Cruer. Yes, from Ringside Politics. His show is on live. We're going to simulcast together and talk about, this gift that keeps on giving. One Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi. Interesting. I had to laugh. Liz Collum about the Stepford Wives. And I'm sure we got to, do we have Jeff there with us now? Hey, Jeff.
Hey. His program, and let's connect with our friend Bill Martinez right now.
Hey, here we are, connected live, simulcasting together. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, great to be with you.
Hey, the gift that keeps on giving, you got to love, the gifts the Democrats are giving to the GOP between Hillary Clinton and one Nancy Pelosi, huh?
Nancy Pelosi, I think, is so unpopular among Democrats. And guess what? Hillary Clinton is, too. And the more they speak, I mean, I think the more it does help the Republican Party. And the Republican Party needs all the help it can get based on what they're doing with this omnibus spending bill and other initiatives.
Yeah, we called it the omnibus spending bill.
Right, exactly.
You know, I mean, here we are. We're trying to downsize government, and you're going, wait a minute, what email or what tweet from Donald Trump did I miss here?
I know. It's not what we voted for, Bill, in November 2016. I thought we had the Republicans in charge. It seems like the Democrats are in charge. It's very, very disheartening. And I'm worried, Bill, because I think a lot of Republicans are going to be disillusioned not motivated to go out to the polls in the midterms, and I know these Democrats are fired up.
So, exactly.
That Republicans need to get their act together soon.
Yeah. Well, it's almost, and I hate to sound, you know, so, you know, pessimistic about it because it's outside of my nature, as you know. But, you know, they keep on reproducing this. The system is such, I mean, even Rand Paul again said this is a crazy way to run the government. You know, wait down to the last minute, because when you get down to negotiations in the last minute, like what they like to do, it's like you're hearing the bass line of the soundtrack from Jaws. I mean, there's blood in the water. All these politicians are going nuts. And it's the people's money that's in the water that's being wasted here.
No doubt about it. I mean, the numbers involved are just astronomical, and the agenda items that we voted for aren't being fulfilled, such as the wall. Nothing in there really for the
Really, I mean, it's like, what did they do? Did they go out and you know, cash in some tin cans or something for the budget on that?
No, exactly. I mean, this should be one of the top priorities.
Right. I mean, for all the fussing and everything that they've been going on, this is what they do. It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it is really, I mean, just pathetic. And also another issue that they campaigned on over and over again, defunding Planned Parenthood.
Mm.
Guess what? Funding for Planned
half
Parenthood
a billion.
Included in this. Yeah.
Half a billion, just business as usual. They're the whole deal in order to get, you know, what, another vote or two or whatever, you know, all these pet projects. And it's like the Democrats as a minority party. I mean, the Republicans ought to learn something, because when the Republicans are the minority party, they don't even get close to this. You know, it's embarrassing.
No, I mean, the Democrats run the show when they're in the minority or when they're in the majority. It doesn't seem to matter whether they're in the White House or not. I mean,
is there a secret cabal here going on? I know we talk about the deep state and all that, but I mean, there's just something so dysfunctional. I mean, it's like, okay, you're part of Congress. I know you think you're in charge because you're a Republican, but you're not.
It's a three-pronged, I think, monster. I think you have, of course, the media, you have the deep state, and then you have the Democrats, and you might want to add a fourth peg to it, and that would be the establishment rhino Republicans.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Jeff, got an idea for us. You and I had to write a book on the Pelosi-isms. I mean, the thing that she comes up with, she is like the modern-day political version of Yogi Berra, you know? Some of the stuff she comes up with, it's so rich, and that's if she can actually express it, because sometimes she gets caught in something, and she just keeps on, you know, she's like that record that gets stuck in the groove, you know.
Well, and I would have to think the Democrats are starting to wonder whether she's the right leader for them if they take control of the Congress. She keeps calling President Trump President Bush.
Mm, yes.
And then her comment about the crumbs, dismissing this tax cut, she even had to walk that back.
Mm-hmm.
And I know these recent Democrat victories and these special elections have been upsetting, but these candidates are not embracing Nancy Pelosi. They're running against Nancy Pelosi.
Right. Even saying as much, you know, even before they get elected, they're saying, hey, look, I'm not her boy, and I want her out of there.
So it's going to be interesting to see how the Democrats deal with it. My prediction is that there's enough support for her that if the Democrats do take control, I mean, hold on, Bill, she'll be the next Speaker of the House again.
Exactly. That just scares me. It really does. I'll tell you more than you know. Hey, I want to talk to you about the FBI, this stuff, the way it's dismantling. Do they have the courage, the intestinal fortitude to really go after this? I mean, it is so obvious and right before our eyes. But I'm saying, okay, look at, you know, with Mueller in place and all this stuff that's been going on, you know, of course, you get McCabe out, and, you know, and people were, you know, kind of upset and thinking, oh, he's going to lose his pension and everything. And after everything was all said and done, I mean, he's still going to hold on to most of it.
And I want to know how he built up a fortune. I mean, from what.
Yeah, do you see all that money that he made? I mean, this guy, who needs to be a senator? I mean, you thought you had to be a senator with insider trading, all that other stuff to make that kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's working for the FBI, and he's worth gazillions? What's going on?
No wonder people want to work for the government. They have better benefits, better pay, and you can really build up an estate, a massive one. So, about the FBI, Bill, I'm very worried that we don't have the right person in as Attorney General.
Because
I think if we had an Attorney General in there with courage, with fortitude, he would clean house in the Department of Justice and the FBI. And he's really inert. He's not doing the job. He can't seem to really get control. He's on the sidelines. Rod Rosenstein is running things. And and the special counsel. So Jeff Sessions is sort of an afterthought.
Yeah, it is rather sad, isn't it? I mean, because here you are again. He's a Republican appointed operative. And this is it. I mean, it's like, you know, to your point, he's got to come in and he can walk softly or walk hard. But, man, you better have a big stick with you. And right now with that deep state, as thick as it is, it requires some big stick handling here.
And he's just not the person for the job. I mean, I've come to that conclusion now for a few months, just watching him, seeing what he's doing. He's not taking the drastic steps that need to be taken. And I'm sure the president is just infuriated by all of this, because without Jeff Sessions recusing himself, we wouldn't have this witch hunt. We wouldn't have all of this drama and all the distraction from what we should be focused on, and that is the agenda that people voted for.
Right, exactly.
They wanted 30 states. Donald Trump won. That's a mandate.
Well, it's difficult to deal with an agenda when you have a constant distraction. If it's not Russia or something else that is operative out of the deep state, all these landmines that we can say thank you, Obama. You know, Obama wants credit for the current economy, but I give him credit for all the insanity and chaos that he left behind. I mean, he was much more, he created much more havoc than if you remember when Clinton's team took all the W's off the keyboards. You know, it was kind of juvenile. It was fraternal and all that kind of stuff, you know, some college antics. But Obama was serious, I mean, with these landmines that he left behind.
Yeah, Obama was a disaster. Around the world, here, he doubled the debt. I mean, he was just someone that I don't think was ever really qualified to be president. Mm. At least Bill Clinton had some good policies that he was able to do with the Republicans, and he left a surplus when he finished his two terms. I mean, I think
at the expense of our military, I'll say at the expense of our military, blighted our military, so that when we needed to go to war, we're sending kids over with, with need for reinforcement, metal reinforcement for their Humvees. They're sending letters back home, say, hey, Mom, Dad, go to Home Depot, send us some sheet metal. We need some sheet metal to reinforce our Humvees. What? Are you kidding me?
And that's the one good thing about this omnibus bill. They are spending money to rebuild the national defense, which we need to do, which, of course, was decimated again under Barack Obama.
Without a doubt. Hey, Jeff, always a pleasure, honor to have you on the show, and good to be sharing some time on your show. Hello to everybody there in Louisiana. You've got a great homeboy there who's taking care of you and keeping you abreast of the truth. Jeff, thank you, buddy. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
Hopefully take care. You got it. 18 before the top of the hour right now.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Amazing song. How'd you do this?
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough. And I've always loved music. And I found some songs that I held on to. They gave me hope.
In theaters now.
Dad, I can do this.
No, you can't. And you're going to blink your eyes and you're going to realize that life has gotten you nowhere because you chased some stupid dreams.
Discover the untold story.
I want you to know that I pray for you all the time.
What are you running from?
My death.
Been right about. Behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Made it PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. Go to iCanOnlyImagine.com.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
I see the world in light. I see the world in wonder. I see the world in light. Bursting in living color. I see the world your way. And I'm walking in the light.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for the Counter Culture Mom. Yes, Tina Marie Griffin is with us. Tina, every time you come out, I think there's, you know, we need a choir singing. Maybe a choir of angels or something. I don't know. It just, you know, Tina Marie, I mean, it's like either or mariachi's on speed. I don't know.
Something. I don't know if it should be a choir of angels or cops. I had to go through security twice at the airport. I don't look like a threat, but for some odd reason, people think, what's going on? Get through security twice.
Really? Wow.
I had water in my jug, in my water bottle. For they had me go through twice all the way around the airport. So I just got
no way.
Back on basically in today's
Right. Well, okay. Well, I'm glad you made it through, because I know, you know, there's when you get through the anxiety of just getting through the craziness of the the whole situation as far as the airport is concerned. But real quick, hey, I want to talk movies here. I can only imagine record numbers over the weekend, huh?
I think that's amazing, and I want to get John Irwin on. We're supposed to talk this week for Hollywood Insider, the director of the movie. I think
yes.
It just goes to show what people in our America want. They want
exactly.
to a family-friendly movie that is not going to leave them with nightmares when they get done.
Yeah, John's been on with us a couple of times, so if you missed the interview with him, I'll send you the MP3 of our interview. You can use some of that. But, yeah, it's just a terrific, terrific story, you know, and Phyllis Schreier as well. Phyllis is the, she is the music teacher who plays the role that here's Bart Millard. I mean, he hurt himself. He was expected to play football. And, you know, and then she discovers him, says, wait a minute, you got a gift here, buddy.
Yeah.
And, you know, next thing you know, he's in the choir and his family is shocked. His dad, who already was, you know, a bit prejudiced against him anyway, you know, thinks, well, this is an anomaly. And his grandmother, he's going, no, there's no way. But what a great storyline, though.
It's a great story. Like, it's just a reminder in life that you think something's a tragedy, and here God can turn around and totally use it for something amazing that you'd never have a chance to experience had you not gone through the tragedy.
Yeah, and you've got to go through the process. Like you said, for him, here he was working on his craft and thinking, okay, maybe his dad was right. He wasn't going to make it until he got some advice to say, look, you have got to connect with your pain. You're hiding it away, right? And the essence of who you are is in that pain. And God, it will be there to help you get through it. And in the process of getting through it, it's, you know, the refiner's fire that we talk about, Tina, that you go through, that you, when you've gone through it, it's such a crucible that, but for him, he went through that refiner's fire and look what happens. I mean, we've got a song that has been around for over a decade. Probably the most, the best-selling song in the history of Christian music, I believe now.
Yep, it is. And I think, and a cool thing is, it resonates with both Christians and non-Christians alike.
Yes,
and
exactly.
I think that speaks volumes. But the other cool thing is, listening and just watching that movie, I was in tears and I was laughing and tears laughing because it's so real, so raw, and it's shot in a way. You probably talked about this in the past, but just in case for the listeners here, John shot it in a way where kids can watch it. So even though this kid was abused growing up, you're not going to see those graphic
scenes, right.
You feel what the kid went through, and he shot it so well for families to be able to watch it. But
you're right. John did such a good job, because the thing is, what John captured here and utilized is our imagination. You know, we've lost imagination along the way with all these shoot 'em ups and these blasts, and, you know, they're very expensive movie productions. But to what element? I mean, it really ends up almost searing our consciousness and our imagination, you know?
It totally does. And the good redemptive side of this movie is the fact that there are a lot of kids hurting today in single parent homes, being abused themselves, told they're worthless, and, if we, listening right now, know of a kid that comes to mind that needs extra love, support, and encouragement, look what can happen as a result if we spend those 5 minutes, 20 minutes, or several years investing in a kid that doesn't have the parents that they should have to encourage them. Look what can happen as a result. And so it makes me want to go help out a kid across the street after watching that.
Well, the other thing that's happening, a byproduct, and I think it's kind of a natural thing when you go through this process, and I'm hearing now, is you've got old relationships being healed between fathers and sons. You know, the Bible talks about that time when the hearts of the fathers would be turned to the sons and the hearts of the sons would be turned towards the father. I'm telling you, I think this movie's going to go a long way in helping to promote that.
I completely agree, and I can't imagine being Bart in this movie and watching this go down. He had to do everything he could with God in order to forgive his dad for what he went through as a kid. That just speaks volumes. Now I think, well, who do I have? Do I have a grudge against anybody for something minor? Because this is major, and that guy was able to forgive.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's quite the testimony. Well, this week, Jim Caviezel, you know, we saw him a couple weeks ago in Nashville. It was great visiting with him. Of course, the movie Paul, Christ's Apostle, comes out this Friday.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a great movie. I saw it. I like it.
Yeah, I did too.
You saw the screen at NRB?
No, they were kind enough to send me a link, you know, so bless their hearts. I was grateful for that because, you know, our schedule, Tina, we're going, you know, through airports, sometimes twice just for fun. And, you know, it's like anytime you can catch a break and, you can watch it in between times. So yeah, we had a chance to see it last night, you know, and it's one of those, it's very, very powerful. As the people that were with me as we were watching it, they go, wow, this was, after it was done, they go, this is heavy. It's like, I have to think about this.
And I'm still thinking about it 2 weeks later. I totally agree. It's very different than I Can Only Imagine and God's Not Dead 3, which is also phenomenal. And I love the fact that there's so many amazing Christian films coming out.
Three weekends in a row.
Yeah.
3 weekends in a row. We've got major releases coming in. Okay, so you got Caviezel, Paul the Christ Apostle, and then we have God's Not Dead 3.
Yeah, and that one's great too. I really like Paul the Apostle of Christ just because that movie totally explains or gives a good glimpse of what it was like when Paul was on the earth. I've never even thought of that. I would read scripture and not really be able to picture what it could have been like. So to see that was pretty phenomenal.
Well, you understand with Rome, the devastation that was going on there, there were at the height over 2 million people, and it's almost like Syria. I mean, now in this time in 67 AD, it got down to, from 2 million people, you're talking maybe about 20,000 people. And, and you sense in the movie what they were talking about, how they needed to stay. I couldn't help but think that maybe that's the way the Jews may have felt during Hitler's time, is that we need to stay to save people. Because you're wondering, you go, wait a minute, people are getting arrested, they're getting killed, they're getting abused here. What are you doing? Get out of Dodge. But some of them felt like, look, if we leave, then what's going to happen to the orphans? What are going to happen to the single women who are being raped and beat up? We're their last defense. So it added some perspective for me, in understanding, because that's still a question that I hold in my heart about, Hitler and Hitler's Germany during that period of time.
Exactly. And it makes me want to take my kids, my husband, and go to Compton in California and live on the street. It always, that's why I'm still speaking today. I could easily say, okay, I'm raising kids now. I'll do this in 20 years. But it's so exciting to be used by God. And I know you feel the exact same way with what your mission is, to get the word out and grow the kingdom. Mm-hmm. We can't stop, and we have to be in the grind. And right now our country really needs Christians to be in the game and be encouraged and equipped to know how to reach people that are lost and speak truth and love, because there's a lot of people today that are not sharing truth, and people are lost and questioning why become a believer if there is no purpose, and is.
Well, I know we only have you for a couple more minutes here because your plane's going to be boarding soon, but I wanted to talk to you about Disney's new Bible study. I thought this was interesting. Disney doing a new Bible study?
Yeah, and it's really twisted. With the new movie coming out, A Wrinkle in Time, I've never read the book. So I have a friend of mine that actually did go through the book, wrote on it, and we have a recent blog post on counterculturemom.com. But what I gathered from the research I've done on it, and I also went to Movie Guide to do some research, that Disney, we know, is not of God. I mean, there's talk now of Elsa having a girlfriend in the upcoming Frozen 2 movie, which I'm like, don't wreck that movie. My girls love the movie. They're going to pressure me. I want to go see it. So we've got that whole theme. We've got the Disney characters of two lesbian moms raising kids and Doc McStuffins. So we see the theme going on. We know where it's leading. The Gay Pride Day in June, every day at Disney. And I love Disney. And I have voiced my concern. But the thing I don't want to support anymore is if Disney's going to keep pumping out these movies and now a Bible study, we know that it's not scripture-based. They took scripture out of the movie.
Exactly. Well, out of the book. The book is very Christian-centric, and that is the blessing and why a lot of people wanted to see this, because they go, oh, Wrinkle in Time is about the book and everything, and they go there, and then all of a sudden it's this woo-woo, it's like, oh, Lord.
Well, we got the mysticism in it, too, and has Oprah Winfrey in it with the cross on her head.
Exactly.
Alone, I'm like, red flag.
Where's Shirley MacLaine in all this? I thought Shirley should show up, just thinking.
I know. But you know what? Here's what's so cool about this, Bill, is that you have, I Can Only Imagine, out there blowing it up at the box office. I literally, the theaters in
Nashville. Yeah, only 1,600 theaters it's in and doing the numbers that it's doing. Okay. And most of these big releases are over 3,000 theaters, ladies and gentlemen, just to give you a comparison. Okay.
Yes, and they're hardly making any dollars. It shows that people are being wise with where they want to spend their dollar and what they want their kids to be engaging in and influenced by it, which I give two thumbs up and giving high fives right now in the air to all the parents out there that are aware and are doing the research before they take the kids to the theater.
Exactly. We also have Sam and Kevin Sorbo's movie, Gone to DV, Let There Be Light. Good movie as well. Yeah, very well.
Sam's fantastic. I look up to her like a sister.
She is precious, her and Kevin both. As always, the Counterculture Mom. mom with us. Where can they go for more information? Tina Marie.
Okay, number one spot, parents. You want to text the word media guide, no spaces, to 44222, and you'll get my killer four-page PDF filled with how to do pop culture purge in your home and get
positive
in your kid's head.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Tired of being censored?